KTAR-FM, Glendale, Phoenix. Arizona's breaking news and traffic. KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Arizona's news station. This is Arizona's Evening News with Becky Lynn.
Well, a good Monday evening. It's 6 o'clock.
Today, I'm announcing that the time for further action is now.
Governor Doug Ducey this afternoon announcing a stay-at-home order to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. We'll tell you exactly what that means also tonight.
We lost a true hero. Greg Carnicle was a 31-year veteran of our department.
We'll have more on the line of duty death of a Phoenix police commander. But right now, we still have a closure you need to know about. It may be where you're headed tonight. Here's Detour Dan in the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center.
Well, let's hope not. There's not that much traffic on the road, but what little we've got, hopefully we're pointing you in the right direction. Stay away from that westbound Carefree Highway near 24th Street. It is closed this afternoon due to a serious wreck. You can get with the Sonoran Desert Parkway instead. That'll get you where you need to go in a westbound direction. However, there is a second wreck on the Carefree Highway today of all days, westbound at Castle Hot Springs Road. That is at mile marker 1, but it is all off to the right. That's not blocking anything. We've got another closure, too, that's still flooding along the McKellips Unbridge Crossing at the Salt River Bottom that has it shut down between Alma School and the 202 Red Mountain Freeway. Still no estimated time of reopening, but I will say this. The Unbridge Crossings west of there have reopened. Wreck at Queen Creek east of Higley. Watch for a restriction there. This traffic report brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's is offering 25% off online orders with code 25OFF, along with curbside pickup and delivery wherever they can to make it as convenient as possible for you to get your favorite pizzas ordered tonight. Dieter Dan, KTR News.
It'll cool down this evening into the mid-50s once again, then temperatures skyrocket into the mid-80s tomorrow and Wednesday, even with increasing clouds. We should stay below 90, though, for this week. I'm ABC 15 meteorologist Jorge Torres.
77 degrees right now in Phoenix. Weather brought to you by Howard Air. And it's 6:02, as you heard live this afternoon on KTAR.
I signed an executive order directing Arizonans to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Beginning at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Arizona will be under a stay-at-home order. KTAR's Martha Maurer begins our team coverage with more details on Governor Ducey's directive, and she joins us live from the news center.
Becky, this order had been expected by many, but up until today, Governor Doug Ducey had said he needed to wait for the correct guidance to take this big step.
Making data-driven decisions and act with urgency to protect public health and build capacity in our healthcare system.
He issued a stay-at-home order that, as you mentioned, goes into effect tomorrow at 5 p.m. and goes until April 30th.
Placing a focus on staying home to slow the spread, staying healthy and active, and staying connected.
But what does that actually mean? It does not mean you cannot go out of your house again.
We do not want people to feel trapped or isolated in their homes. The weather is beautiful right now. Find a way to get out and enjoy it with physical distancing.
According to the order, businesses that are deemed essential will stay open. For example,
grocery stores and pharmacies are not closing. They will remain open, and everyone should continue to buy 1 week's worth of groceries for 1 week's worth of needs.
On the list of essential businesses, you can also find healthcare centers, gas stations, banks, golf courses, and even hair and nail salons. Governor Ducey also urged Arizonans to continue to support restaurants. They can stay open if they offer drive-through or delivery options. Now, Becky, this order comes as the state health department today reported more than 1,100 cases of coronavirus in Arizona. 20 people have now died. State Health Director Dr. Kara Chris updated us on the number of people overall that have been tested.
To date, 16,759 tests have been administered. That's an increase of about 6,700 tests since Friday.
And Dr. Chris also informing us on the effort to create alternative care sites to treat for COVID-19.
Beginning today, the Army Corps will work with the Arizona National Guard to begin reactivation of St. Luke's Hospital, which will add about 340 high acuity ICU beds.
Now, all 15 counties in Arizona have confirmed coronavirus cases. Live in the news center, I'm Martha Maurer, KTAR News.
Well, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego calls Arizona's stay-at-home order insufficient. KTAR's Deborah Dale joins us now live with what the mayor had to say.
Mayor Kate Gallego tells KTAR's Gatos and Chad that Governor Ducey needs to rethink his list of essential services.
I don't know what a message it says when you're saying that manicures are essential. I think this first tier is laughable. There are so many holes in this that you can drive a freight train through it.
Also included as essential, golf courses and beauty salons. Gallego says she fears the loose use of essential could cost Arizona lives. Reporting live, Deborah Dale, KTAR News.
KTAR Eyes on Education. Schools are going to remain closed for the rest of the school year, and that has some education advocates worried. Christine Thompson with Expect More Arizona says every student will be impacted, but some more than others.
In particular, students in poverty, students who have English as a second language, and students with disabilities are going to face some real challenges.
She worries these students will be further behind than others when the next school year begins in the fall. With all Arizona's state university classes moved online for the rest of the semester, students want refunds for their unused room and board. KTAR's legal analyst Monica Lindstrom says a class action lawsuit's been filed against the Arizona Board of Regents.
A basic concept of contract law is that one party should not benefit by breaching the contract. In other words, the school should not get to keep the students' money that it did not earn.
The suit claims more than 100,000 college students and their families have been affected following the coronavirus pandemic. University of Arizona medical students who want to join the front lines of the fight against the coronavirus pandemic can ask to graduate early. UArizona's College of Medicine, Phoenix, announced it's offering eligible fourth-year students the chance to graduate before mid-May. Each student's request will have to be reviewed by a committee next week, but students could potentially be at work in a clinical setting by mid-April. This year's graduating class is made up of about 90 students. Another huge spike in the number of people in our state who have filed unemployment claims.
More than 88,500 people in Arizona applied for unemployment benefits last week. That's up from about 29,000 the previous week and 25 times more than the weekly average before the coronavirus outbreak hit. Governor Doug Ducey recently waived some of the requirements to apply for unemployment benefits so that more people affected by the coronavirus can apply. Griselda Satino, KTAR News.
In addition to school closures, the Arizona Interscholastic Association officially has canceled all sports for the remainder of the school year. This comes after Governor Ducey announced this morning that schools are not going to reopen for the remainder of the school year. A Scottsdale-based distillery is pivoting to what they brew in hopes of keeping their business up and running despite the mandated shutdown of all bars in the valley. Weston Holm owns Blue Clover Distillery.
We have a unique situation being a distillery since we make vodka and distilled spirits, and we have the equipment, and we've been able to transition our entire operation into hand sanitizers.
Their hand sanitizers priced at $1.50 for an ounce. They ask that you bring your own container, and they'll fill it up to 32 ounces. The distillery donated 5 gallons of their hand sanitizer to the Arizona Department of Public Safety to be distributed to troopers across the state. Tragedy for the Phoenix Police Department. 31-year department veteran Commander Greg Carnicle was shot and killed after responding to a call involving roommates in a fight at a home near 40th Avenue and Pinnacle Peak Road. Two other officers, Marissa Dowen and Alicia Hubert, are in serious condition. The suspect, a 22-year-old man, was shot and killed by police. And we're learning more about the officers who survived last night's deadly officer-involved shooting.
22-year-old Phoenix police officer Alicia Hubert has 22 months on the job. She was shot in the lower body. Officer Marissa Dowen is 23 years old and has 3 years on the force and was also shot. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams speaking about their bravery.
For those two young officers, as Commander Carnicle is going up that stairway, to just follow in just really shows me, I mean, we talk a lot about finding the blue in you, and I don't know if this is appropriate, but to me, that was the epitome of that.
After surgery last night, both officers are now recovering with serious injuries, but are expected to be okay. Allie Vetner, KTAR News.
609 now, Ford and GE have teamed up to produce 50,000 ventilators in the coming months.
As states scramble to secure equipment in the fight against COVID-19, Ford has announced it will begin producing ventilators with UAW labor beginning next month at its Rawsonville, Michigan components plant. The GE Aeron Model AE ventilator operates on air pressure. It does not need electricity. Ford expects to produce 1,500 by the end of April, 12,000 by the end of May, and 50,000 by the 4th of July, helping the U.S. government meet its goal of producing 100,000 ventilators in 100 days. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Arizonans are now being asked to stay at home following an order this afternoon by Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. But city mayors demanding a little more action. And we'll check in again with Detour Dan for your ride home. KTAR News Time, 610.
Arizona's Evening News. News Flash.
It's 614. I'm Becky Lynn with what you need to know right now. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has issued a stay-at-home order for all Arizonans. Now, this order takes effect beginning at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Businesses are ordered to close unless they provide essential services like pharmacies, grocery stores, and doctor's offices.
Everyone should continue to buy 1 week's worth of groceries for 1 week's worth of needs. That way, there will be plenty of stock available for everyone in our state. Our supply chain is strong.
The stay-at-home order comes as the state health department confirms more than 1,100 cases of coronavirus in Arizona. 20 people have died from the virus. You can find a list of the essential businesses at KTAR.com. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego had been leading the call for Governor Ducey to issue this stay-at-home order. And now she wants that order to grow some teeth.
The governor's executive order could focus on things that are actually essential, like being able to get food, go to the pharmacy, go to medical appointments. But he specifically multiple times calls out how important it is to stay golfing.
Golf is just one of the so-called essential services that will remain open during the COVID-19 shutdown. Governor Ducey working to protect small businesses and families from evictions and foreclosures. He announced today banks will suspend evictions and foreclosures for at least 60 days with the potential to extend that period for the duration of the state's emergency declaration.
For those two young officers, as Commander Carnicle is going up that stairway, to just follow in.
Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams speaking about the two officers who survived last night's deadly shooting near 40th Avenue and Pinnacle Peak Road. 22-year-old Officer Alicia Hubert has 22 months on the job. Officer Marissa Dowen is 23 years old, has 3 years on.
We talk a lot about finding the blue in you, and I don't know if this is appropriate, but to me, that was the epitome of that. He went in, they followed, others followed in, so those young officers, without thinking, without fail.
Phoenix Police Commander Greg Carnicle died in the line of duty. The two other officers are expected to recover from their serious injuries. You're never more than 15 minutes away from today's top story on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Detour Dan, live from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We've had a closure all afternoon and still do. Carefree Highway, westbound at 24th Street, shut down due to a serious crash, but eastbound's fine, but westbound remains closed. You can use Sonoran Desert Trail for that. That will get you around it. We've also got ourselves a couple of other closures as well. One of those due to a rock slide a few days ago. State Route 88 remains closed north and southbound from State Route 188 to Apache Trail. No estimated time of getting it reopened either. On the other hand, we also have ourselves a closure of McKellips. That is shut down at the Salt River Bottom Unbridge Crossing. You're not getting through. It's shut down between Alma School and the 202 Red Mountain Freeway. No estimated time of getting that back yet either. And we do have a crash, Queen Creek east of Higley. This traffic report brought to you by Gateway Community College. Gateway Community College is expanding its footprint with a new location at 18th Street in Van Buren. Nurse assisting and pharmacy tech programs start soon. Visit gatewaycc.edu. Gateway, a Maricopa Community College. Dietrich and KTR News.
Tonight we'll see clear skies with a low of 52, but tomorrow and Wednesday should be mostly cloudy as we start to warm up a little. 85 tomorrow, 87 on Wednesday, and by Sunday we could see 88 degrees. Right now in Goodyear, it's 76. Weather brought to you by Howard Air. Whether replace or repair, call Howard Air.
Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
I'm embarrassed to say that my wife and I had some cross words yesterday, but it showed me that I need to follow the advice I'm about to serve up right now. We need to calm down during our lockdown, especially about stuff that's out of our control, like an invisible virus having very visible effects on the health of many families and, for most of us, our family's economic health. We also can't control Governor Doug Ducey's or President Trump's decisions.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th.
Whether those decisions go too far or not far enough, we have to accept them calmly because we can't change them. But what we do have control over is how we respond to what takes place within our own home. If I may, I'd like to quote the 90s band Smashing Pumpkins. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Our homes can feel like cages with so many of us working from home, living on top of each other 24/7. And if you're jobless and stuck at home, that pressure cooker can easily blow its lid, and a minor domestic disagreement can lead to a major crime.
We lost a true hero
Greg Carnicle was a 31-year veteran of our department.
While he was on duty, Commander Carnicle oversaw patrol operations for the entire Phoenix Police Department. But he took his first duty to protect citizens seriously enough that he rushed into a home where a domestic dispute was going on between roommates. He was shot and killed just a few months before his planned retirement. Domestic violence situations often start with a small disagreement, and when people pour drugs and alcohol on their stress, it can become a raging fire. We're practicing social distancing by staying home. Let's also practice emotional distancing within those walls in the form of tolerance, love, and quick forgiveness. Hey, we should already have a lot of practice at this, right? When it's 110 outside, don't we all pretty much shelter in place?
Join Jim Sharp, Jamie West, and Detour Dan every weekday morning at 5 right here on Arizona's Morning News. Lawmakers in Washington have passed the largest stimulus package in American history, yet there's already concern it might not be enough. If a fourth phase were to happen, what would it include and when would it take place?
Just days after the passage of a historic $2 trillion stimulus package hints that more action might be needed. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska told reporters today, all of us need to be thinking about it. As for what a fourth phase would include, Murkowski said, we need to look at mental health and behavioral health issues. She also mentioned energy tax credits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also brought up a fourth phase, talking about stronger worker protections, expanded life pensions, an increase in food stamps, and more money for state and local governments, though both bodies of Congress are expected to be on recess at least until April 20th. Alex Perchet, ABC News, Washington.
It's 6:21. As you've heard here on KTAR, a Phoenix police officer was killed last night. Former DPS Director Frank Milstead joined the Mike Broomhead show this morning and says he knew Commander Greg Carnicle.
You had spent quite a bit of time with Commander Carnicle. You guys served together.
Yes, I've known him basically my whole career. We worked Traffic Bureau together, Road Motors. We worked Tactical Support Bureau. We worked out on the west side in Maryville together. He was just one of those guys who was always there. He's always a street cop, a supervisor for, you know, true police operations. I'm not even sure he ever really had a true admin assignment in his career. He was always out fighting crime.
Yeah, to be as late in his career as he was and to be the seniority that he had, for him to be on a scene on a Sunday night, a lot of cops are saying, was showed everybody the kind of cop he was all the way through his career.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So the duty commander position, and I was promoted to duty commander as a new commander, and it's really the job of the duty commander to be the chief of police in the off hours of the department. So, you know, after 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening and on weekends, you're out there to represent the chief in all these situations and to be out and about. And I think what people are saying is exactly true. That doesn't mean he has to be out on the street going to calls with officers, but that's the kind of guy he was. He went out, he was part of the team. He was a shoulder to shoulder work kind of guy. Real stoic guy. I mean, I think the picture of him when I saw it last night on the TV, as much as it hurt to see the picture, it made me a smile in a sense that he's got no expression on his face in that duty photo. I mean, that's just kind of him. He was that guy that was always stoic and never got rattled.
This hits a community hard. You know, three officers shot in one incident. I don't know that that's ever happened in Phoenix. But for someone like yourself that spent so many years and now you are, you know, enjoying your retirement, this has got to be a blow to his family, him being just months away from that retirement, the family guy that he is or was.
We have had these tragedies at Phoenix PD before. Out on 19th Avenue in Las Palmeritas, Officer Wolf and White were both killed, and another officer was shot. It's happened a number of times, and it's when John Domblisky and Dan Tunney were killed in a crash at 7th Street in T-Bird. We lost two that same day. It's very difficult to know that your friends get killed at work, and I've lost so many good friends. I've been around the families of those who have lost. I've done eulogies for those who have been killed in line of duty. And it is a violent job. Most days are great. Most days are incredibly rewarding. But these days are very difficult to overcome. And it not only takes a toll on that family who will be forever devastated, it takes a toll on the entire department because you once again are reminded how fragile your existence here is and how fragile life is.
If you'd like to hear more, be sure to download the KTAR app and subscribe to the Mike Broomhead podcast. It's 6:24 now from the KTAR Business Center. Grocery stores, pharmacies, gas station, banks, and many others will remain open during the stay-at-home order issued today by Governor Doug Ducey. For example, some boroughs around the valley have carry-out and delivery options for you. Now, if you're looking to support a local business in your neighborhood, or if you are a business that wants to let people know that your doors are open, you can go to ktar.com/openforbusiness. Local First Arizona, a Valley Economic Development Organization, launching an initiative to provide some much-needed financial relief to small businesses. They're going to provide mini grants for businesses that make less than $250,000 a year in revenue and are the sole source of income for a family. To apply or help donate to the grant, go to localfirstaz.com. Animal Shelters, one of the many organizations feeling strain during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Arizona Humane Society expects to lose out on at least $1.3 million. That's about 6% of its revenue because of canceled fundraisers. But the bright side, some shelters are seeing a big increase in dog adoptions as people work to cope with self-isolation due to the virus. Today's numbers on Wall Street looked better, promising. Dow up 690 points, NASDAQ up 271, and the S&P rose 85. For more money news, go to the KTAR Business Center at ktar.com. Arizona Governor Ducey issued a stay-at-home order this afternoon, listing a slew of businesses that can stay open, and we'll have that list for you. We're less than 5 minutes away for more on that and another check on traffic. KTAR News Time, 6:25.